I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America, tonight's episode, Beyond Belief, Vampire Law. Starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums Frank and Sadie Doyle. Featuring Janet Varney, Bruce McCullough, and Dave Foley as vampires. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
And now, it's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steel yourself for mysterious suspense in this evening's single spookiest feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Vampire Weekend. Our story begins high above Park Avenue in the penthouse apartment when Sadie Doyle is jolted from unrestful slumber.
No, no, no! Frank! Frank! Frank, wake up! I'm having a nightmare!
Hello, what's all this about a nightmare?
It was horrible, darling. You offered me a drink.
Oh, well, nice to know I'm polite even in dreams, but what's so nightmarish about that?
My response was nightmarish. I didn't want the drink you offered, but rather one from your throat.
Sadie, don't fret. Your dream is merely a muddled compliment. You love me and you love liquor. In your dream, you've conflated us.
Oh, Frank, that's such a relief.
And speaking of relief, and as long as we're awake, why don't I mix you a martini? Now, wherever did I put those pint glasses?
Frick, I don't want a martini.
Well, scotch it is. Now, wherever did I put those pint glasses?
Frank, I'm afraid I haven't any appetite for any liquor at all. Oh. In fact, I've the teensiest compulsion to nip at you and drink of your...
Of my...
Your...
Of my...
Neck blood. Oh. Also, I feel as if I have something new transpiring mouth-wise. Do I appear long in the tooth to you?
I don't know. Say ah.
Ah.
Now, Sadie, I hate to break it to you, as I'm not a dentist, but you seem to have come down with a case of fangs.
Oh, how disappointing. But I trust I'm unchanged elsewhere.
Oh, well, let me take a look. Same glorious head of hair, your eyes, the envy of does and fawns, your neck, slender and perfect in every wait a second.
What is it?
I am just noticing that someone has put not one, but two holes in your neck.
Two? Who would have done such a thing?
Sadie, I'm going to tread lightly, as I don't care to be chastised as I was that time I didn't notice your haircut, but... Is it possible you've been transformed into a creature of the night?
Perhaps. But which creature? A Yeti? A Bigfoot? A Sasquatch?
All good guesses. But I believe our suspect is a vampire.
That seems ridiculous, darling. I'll need a second opinion. Hand me that telephone. Hello, Donna. Yes, it's Sadie Doyle. Are you still a vampire? Yes? Oh, good. Would you mind awfully dropping by? Thank you, darling. She'll be right over.
Good. I'd fix us a drink, but I do not wish to be insensitive, but I do want a drink.
Oh, I insist, darling.
Great! Now, wherever did I put those pint glasses?
Hold on. I think... Yes. Someone put them in the sink.
We have a sink?
In the kitchen.
We have a kitchen!
Frank, do you remember how just now I sniffed out these glasses and ran very quickly in and out of the room?
Vaguely.
Yes. Well, did I do that sort of thing before this evening, or do you suppose it's another symptom of my condition?
Maybe a drink will jog my memory.
Donna's here. That was fast.
I shall invite her in, as is the custom with a vampire.
Hiya, Frank.
Donna, do come in. I invite you. Oh. Formally, by Robert and his rules of order, you are welcome in my home. I cannot help but notice that you are already inside.
Well, I've been invited here lots of times, you know, including just now by phone call. Hang on just a second.
A lot of sniffing tonight.
Sadie, are you a vampire? I was hoping you'd be able to tell me for certain. Well, you are! You went and turned into a vampire! Oh, Donna, are you upset? Well, of course I'm upset! You got turned into a vampire and you didn't even ask me to do it! I thought we were friends. Well, of course we're friends. I didn't choose to become a vampire. Oh, Sadie, I'm sorry. I overreacted. We're going to have so much fun. Fun. I can't wait to show you the ropes. It's going to be like a sassy montage. Don't wait up, Frankie. First thing, I want to show you the best rooftops to run across. It's really the fastest way to get across the city. Did you know the original city planners were vampires? The whole city grid is laid out for rooftop running. Now, you ought to put on some comfortable shoes. I don't own comfortable shoes. Oh, you've got to get a pair of comfortable shoes. No, Donna Henderson, I do not want comfortable shoes. You don't? No, I don't want you to show me how to be a vampire. No? No, I don't, dear.
Tread lightly, Sadie. Empire vein.
I'm sure she understands, Frank. Part of why I called, Donna, is so you'd help me to not be a vampire so much as a person again. Yeah, of course. I mean, why would you want to be a dumb old vampire anyway? No, Donna, being a vampire isn't dumb. It's who you are, and you are lovely. I am? Oh, I love you to pieces, Donna Henderson.
I am fond of you as well. You're one of my best wife's best friends.
Oh, come here. Oh, hugging. Okay. You see, the thing about being a vampire is, well, it's not for me. You can see that, can't you?
But you'd be a swell vampire.
Oh, no, I'd make a dreadful vampire. I don't even own comfortable shoes.
All right, well, then you're on, sister. Let's roll up our sleeves and figure out a way to get you back human again.
Ah, yes, first comfortable shoes, now sleeves. Vampires need rather the wardrobe, don't they?
Now, who was it that made you a vampire?
Well, how would I know that?
Well, he'd have been in your bedroom 3 nights in a row, biting you. Frankfurt, Kentucky Whiskey Doyle, did you make me a vampire?
Me? No. I'm afraid I am not your... What do you call the vampire who makes another vampire, Donna?
A vampirer. And I don't believe that you don't remember yours, Sadie. Well, Frank, has there been anyone in your room at night?
Well, not that I can recall. We are the heaviest of sleepers due to we do not fall lightly to sleep so much as pass out completely drunk.
And we never entertain guests. No one ever has access to our suite. Never. Not one person.
Hey, Mrs. D. Hey, Mr. D.
Yes, hello, Justin. Donna, this is our liquor delivery fellow, Justin.
Hi, I'm Justin.
Justin, I'm glad you're here. Have you seen anyone come and go from our apartment at night?
Not a single person, Mr. D.
Think, Justin. You've been here late at night. No strange characters? Here, late at night, at the same time as you?
Gosh, no. Only me. Only Justin.
Frank, Sadie, you may be overlooking an obvious suspect.
Whom?
This guy right here, how about? Justin!
Donna. Justin delivers our liquor.
At 3 a.m.?
At whatever time this is, he is the best in the business.
Ah, thanks, Mr. D.
No. As ever, thank you, Justin. Without you, we wouldn't be who we are. Truly, you are an American or whatever you are hero.
You say he's the only one who's come to your place, right? He's been invited in.
Had we an engraver, his would be such an invitation, for he is always, always welcome. Uh-huh. Always.
Always.
Uh-huh. Justin, I ain't gonna snip you. I'm gonna ask you straight out. Are you or ain't you a vampire?
Me? Justin? A vampire? No.
I invoke the vampire code.
Yes, absolutely, I am one. A vampire. Justin the Shadow Stalker.
What?
I'm just shocking.
Justin the Shadow Stalker?
Oh, sure, that's my vampire name.
Because you stalk shadows?
Oh, gosh, no. I stalk from the shadows. But I see how you could make that mistake now that you have made it.
Okay. Justin, again, gonna come right out and ask. Did you win Vampire Sadie?
Mrs. D, why? Did somebody do that?
Yes. Was it you? Vampire code, Justin.
Sure I did. Who wouldn't?
Now, wait a second. You put your mouth on my wife?
Just three times.
The devil you say! I may suck you!
Now, hang on, Frank. We've got a way to deal with this in the vampire community. Justin, I'm gonna need you to invoke the dark rite of Dolothotay with me.
You know what? I'd rather not.
Do not make me double bite you.
All right, you start.
We humbly call for the rite of the Dolothotay. We evoke the eldest one.
And we summon him. The eldest one is the oldest vampire in the tri-state area. He's the only one who can help Sadie.
The vampire who vampired me was vampired by the eldest one. Some of his blood is in me, so good luck with your dark rite of Dolothotay.
Invite him in, Frank.
It's open!
It is I, Vlosh, the eldest.
But you know that. I was building a birdhouse when you summoned. Oh, hobbies keep you young. Oh, I think so. How old would you say I am?
You know I know your name is the eldest, right?
Okay, fair. I'll rephrase. How old do I look?
I don't know, 50-ish?
Okay, fine, let's just move on. Okay, you know what? I feel good, that's my point, I feel good. Now, what do we got here? Dolothotay, hey?
She made me invoke it.
I'll take that into consideration.
Also, I was vampired by Steve Midnight.
I vampired Steve Midnight!
I know!
Oh, that's a kick in the... You know, no special treatment.
Maybe just a scooch?
You keep asking and you'll see what you get. Now, let's get into it. Who's who to whom and what's what and why?
Your eldest. Justin vampired Sadie without her permission, and now she's a vampire and was hoping to, you know, be not one.
A little insulting.
I know, but that's what she wants.
And what do you want? Sorry, that's not your line.
There's a teleprompter over there, Mr. Foley. But, and they didn't have our entrance music either.
No.
But it's not what I want, and when do I get what I want? When do I finally get it? What I want?
And what do you want?
Duh. Mrs. D. She's just swell as a simile.
He's not wrong, is the thing.
I mean it. The way she talks, the way she dresses, everything. That's why I vampired her. Because...
Ooh, now we're getting to it. The nitty-gritty. Because why, Justin? Just say it to her.
I love you, Mrs. D. I want you to be mine. Forever.
Aww.
No, do not aww.
Sir! Do not tell me how to feel. Tell me why to feel one way or the other. Do you object to Justin's love?
Well, of course I do. She's mine.
Well, that's what's up for debate, isn't it? How much do you love her, and why, and how, and where? Here? Why here? And did you come here? How did you come here? Feel free to jump in.
Yes, I'll jump in. Justin, I'm spoken for, and you know that.
Nobody knows anything. We're not taking anything for granted. So say I, the eldest. Now, who even are you? I mean, you're Donna Henderson. I know that. I know all vampires. But what does that mean? Let's get real here.
Well, gosh, I'm just Sadie's friend.
And what result are you after today?
Oh.
Ooh,
honestly?
I feel like I may have asked the right question here.
Donna?
I'll ask you.
Other than that, it's going very well, dude.
It's easy to get wrapped up in the story, isn't it?
The dramatic pause.
Sometimes you forget you're in it.
I know. I have to choose between distance and darkness.
actors highlight their own lines, David. It's an old habit.
I'll ask you not to browbeat my witness, or you'll be held in contempt of vampire court. You know what we do to you then.
Turn me into a vampire?
Usually, yes, but sometimes it's a fine. It depends. Donna, where were we? Your desire.
Oh, well, I wouldn't mind being friends with Sadie forever. And I feel like she would come around to being a vampire. But I also want Sadie to be happy. It's complicated.
Good. I love complicated. All right, let's put a pin in you, all right, and hear from Justin. Sadie's spoken for. What do you have to say to that? Something, nothing, something probably.
Your eldest, Mrs. D, may have been spoken for when she was human, but now she's a vampire.
This had better be going somewhere.
See, being vampired up changes you. It changed me. I used to get all tongue-tied around her, nervous. She's just so beautiful.
I'll allow it.
As will I.
Mm-hmm. When I was human, I used to steal her hair.
Don't think I'll allow that.
I'd make my liquor delivery, and you'd all be excited like kids at Christmas opening your gifts and pouring them and saying things, and I'd sneak right into the bathroom, and I'd take hair from your hairbrush.
Do I want to know why?
I was building a you of my own, of course.
Of course. What?
Let's hear him out.
It was a project I was working on.
Like a birdhouse.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Hobbies are important. Continue.
Then I took one of her dresses and I bought a department store mannequin. Boy, those things are expensive.
Now we're getting to the real question. How expensive is a department store mannequin? I have always wondered. I believe we all have deep down.
No, that is not the question.
Isn't it? Follow up. Why not? PPS, what is the question?
He was making his own Sadie using her hair, a dress, and a mannequin.
Now, see, that's not even technically a question.
I had a plan, you see.
What was the plan?
That's a question! When you're as eldest as me, you can tell.
My plan was to one day steal your skin and your eyes and put them into the mannequin of you. Obvs. Mm.
Before he was Justin the Shadow Stalker, he was Justin the Stalker.
But that's it. I got vampired. I got all the confidence to take all of you and make you mine.
Oh, that is so selfish, Justin.
I am literally a monster.
Sadie! Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I am as selfish as him. Your eldest, when you asked me what I wanted, I should have said whatever Sadie wants.
Are you certain? Yes, good. Then it's 3-1. I rule in favor of Sadie Doyle. You're no longer a vampire.
My things. They're gone. Oh, Frank, I no longer wish to eat you up. I'm simply dying for a scotch and soda. Hold the soda.
Of course. Now, all that's left is to suck this fellow in the nose.
Ow!
Oh, Donna. I'm so sorry I didn't want to be a vampire.
Oh.
And you, Justin, will dispose of my hair and dress and your mannequin.
No way.
Kid, do like the lady says. You know what? I'm going to show you how to build a birdhouse. That's a new hobby, isn't it?
First, can we stop somewhere and murder someone and drink their blood?
Of course we can. And oh, it will be disgusting.
Can I get in on that?
You bet.
Sadie, love, is Donna Henderson really your best friend?
Of course not, darling. You are.
Are you talking to me or that glass of scotch?
Does it matter?
Not at all!
Frankin Sadie have proven once again that bloodlust is unjust. Liquor is quicker, and friendship is thicker than water. Join the Doyles when they next walk beyond belief in an eerie episode titled From Fear to Eternity.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.